On the eve of our nation's birthday and our fight for independence, and on that day which we celebrate our independence, I sit back and I think about being in the profession of arms. And I also think about looking the part. Now look, I know I'm probably going to get some ridicule from this. I'll probably get the proverbial quote-unquote hate about this. I'm body shaming people, and that's not the case at all. I'm not body shaming anyone, or at least that is not my intent. My intent is to come before you today and remind us all that we are professionals within the profession of arms, which is our main mission is to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And you cannot do that effectively if you're overweight or obese. Now look, I'm not prescribing any body type specifically because we all come in different shapes and sizes. I'm not prescribing a certain body fat percentage or a height weight ratio. What I am asking you to do and what I'm challenging you to do, professional, is look in the mirror. Look in the mirror and determine whether you represent a professional in the profession of arms, which main mission is to support and defend, which includes combat. And ask yourself, do I look the part? Or should I be outside of my uniform, walking in whatever favorite department store you have? Would the American public be able to pick you out and say that is someone that is different than the rest when it comes to physical fitness? Or would they not be able to distinguish you apart from the others at all? Now, I'm not trying to be mean and I'm not trying to be hateful, but if we are the 1% that has raised our hands and sworn an oath to defend the Constitution of the United States, we should look a little different. The standard is high in the profession of arms. No profession asks more of its members than the profession of arms, and as we state in our Airman's Creed, we have answered our nation's call. It's a higher calling, and it comes with a higher standard. So I submit to you, what standard have you subscribed to when it regards to the professional military image in a state of readiness? There's a lot that goes into the standards. There's a lot that we could talk about, but I'm specifically calling out physical fitness, and there's nothing that precludes us as airmen from being physically fit and ready to answer our nation's call, regardless of the specialty in which you hold. Your specialty might not require you to kick indoors or do anything that might be considered of extenuating manual labor. But guess what? That flag, which is on your right shoulder, represents the United States of America, and you, as defending her, will answer the call regardless of what that call is, because as we don the fabric of our nation each and every day as airmen, we are guardians of freedom and of justice. So your nation may ask you and probably will have to ask you in the future. I hope there's no major combat operations, but as we know and as history has shown us, that's probably not the case. We probably will have major combat operations. It's all of our responsibilities to be ready for major combat operations. And you cannot be ready for major combat operations if you're obese, overweight, and wearing a uniform that maybe fits you in basic training but no longer has. Listen, the uniform doesn't fit. Let's fix that first. Let's get in a uniform that fits you. Shouldn't look like an elephant dressed in dental floss. Get a uniform that fits and looks professional. And also, let's work on our weight if need be. Now look, like I said before, I'm not prescribing any body weight percentage or height weight ratio, but I want you to look yourself in the mirror and ask yourself that question I stated to you earlier. Do you look like a professional? Regardless of what rank or position you hold, we should look like professionals, and we should always be ready. And when you have a higher state of physical readiness, you have a higher state of mental and emotional readiness. So if you're sitting there now and you're thinking like, hey, my specialty, my task, my mission task order does not require me to be physically fit, I challenge you on that thought and tell you that you are wrong. I'm welcome to the debate. I'm welcome to the discussion. Listen, there are a lot of us in the United States Air Force. There's a lot of airmen in the United States Air Force that get it right. Some do not. I'm challenging the ones right now that do not. Your circle of friends are failing you if they're not telling you that you need to shape up. This is a hard call to action. I get it. But if you know me, you know that the love in my heart is that we do it right. And the way to do it right is to tell each other the truth, adjust fire where appropriate, and start putting rounds on the right target. So if this is applicable, Make yourself an action plan. Make sure that you execute it with discipline, extreme discipline, until it becomes a routine. And then it becomes a habit. And then it's just a way of life. I'm proud to serve with each and every one of you. Let's make sure that forward facing the enemy, chest up and out, do everything with pride. And may the American public look upon us as a group of professionals in the profession of arms and be proud of us. And know that we look the part. We look professional, we look fit to fight, and we're ready to get after our nation's enemies.